You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight, we present For All Folk and Folk Tales, Episode 1, Night of the Living Marv.
Hello, welcome to orientation. I'm sure you're as happy to be here as we are to have you. We here, the official Oddity Problem Specialists, take our job very seriously, so we expect you to do the same. That's why when someone sees a dumpster goblin rummaging through their garbage, they call us. Don't pay any mind to any dead bodies, you see.
Can someone sweep up 137? Thanks.
We'll clean those up before any civilians know. And don't worry about collecting payment. It comes out of the education fund. As you may have noticed, the death rate at Agents is quite high. That's why you're here. We need willing bodies, I mean workers, to go out into the field and solve problems, and be willing to do whatever it takes. Like Agent 217 here. Why don't you say hi to the new recruits?
I haven't greeted new recruits since the Civil War. I ain't gonna start now.
Wonderful! As you can see, all of our identities are obscured and kept classified. So, understand that you can't share your name or face with anyone, even amongst dating co-workers. Now, let's watch an example of what not to do when living in our fully equipped, comfortable dormitories. Here we see two agents, 589 and 089. These two are dating and are currently sharing a room, perfectly fine and acceptable. Now, tell me if you can see what's wrong in this scene.
Whew, the water was hot tonight. I think I'm going to shave.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, golly, I can't shave with this hood on. Let me just take this off. There, that's better.
Oh, is that what you look like?
Yes, this is my genuine face.
Oh my. Control, we've got a code platinum.
What are you doing?
My job.
Now, tell your current supervisor what you saw that was wrong here. Correct. You should never share your face or name under penalty of death. We take anonymity very seriously around here. Sometimes, some of the agents are monsters or creatures. If you ever feel like your partner is one of these, just accept it. It's part of life. Some of you may be thinking we have little value on life here. Quite the opposite. We in fact value life to an extreme degree, and are willing to risk any amount of your safety to secure the quality of life of our clients. For this next part, your keeper will be taking over. From all of us here at OOPS, welcome to the VIP!
Darn thing. All right, intern number 552, any questions?
This does count for college credits, right?
Yep, it'll come through as credit from the University of Phoenix. What's your major?
Oh, it's...
Did you learn nothing? Don't share any personal details with me, intern number 552.
There's at least one of you every year.
Keeper number 23, the van is ready.
Finally. All right, intern, grab your things. Let's roll.
What things?
You're catching on quick, kid. You may just survive the mission. Log number 332, Monday, October 2nd. This is Keeper number 23 signing off.
Oh, we keep logs.
This is Keeper number 23, reporting on log number 333, October 5th. We've just crossed the border into Wisconsin. Lots of cows. Now here's the deal on the call. At 0200 October 1st, we received a call from one Count Dracula from his vacation home in Wisconsin. He seems to believe that he's being haunted. Furniture moving, lawn being mowed, the whole nine yards. A typical haunting. We've been deployed to take care of it.
Wow, working with Dracula on my first job. Wait, I thought Dracula lived in Transylvania.
Last I heard, he got tired of being an attraction and moved to Alaska. But seeing as how it's daytime in Alaska for the next 3 months, he's in his vacation home.
In Wisconsin?
Yes, Wisconsin. The mission to get him moved was a huge disaster, too. Lost four agents. The Queen was most displeased.
The Queen?
Agent 57, no personal stuff. We just went over this.
We are sorry. Our queen is most humbled by your reminder.
All right, 37333, how's our anti-ghost equipment looking?
Anti-ghost equipment?
I've got your anti-ghost equipment right here. I call them my fists.
Your fists? One of you better have put the equipment in this van.
This is Keeper number 23, log 334. It's October 11th at 0400 hours. Due to the incompetence of crew members, we've just re-entered Wisconsin. We now have the anti-ghost equipment in our van and are set to complete the job. Later than intended, but we're on the move.
Keeper, we're pulling up into Dracula's drive.
Who is it? Who's here? Are you the pizza? You are 2 hours late, and there better be no garlic on there like last time.
This is Agent 37 of the Official Oddity Problem Specialists.
Oops.
Yes, sir.
No, I dropped my pee. You people are over a week late.
We're sorry about that, but we'll get it taken care of.
You better. You may enter!
Thanks, Count.
All right, Agents 3757 and 333. You three will start the scan of the house while I interview Dracula with the intern.
Wow, I get to talk with THE Dracula?
Keep your head, kid. Not every monster's as cool as they seem.
Alright, slow the chatter. Let's get to work. This is Keeper 23, signing out. This is Keeper 23, log 333, October 11th at 0430. Interview with Dracula. What's been happening?
Oh, I do not go by Dracula anymore. You can call me Marv.
Marv? But you're Dracula.
Yes, and it gets quite exhausting. But ever since I moved to Alaska, I introduced myself as something new. Marvin. But my neighbor, Greg, he's really cool. Called me Marv. Apparently, shortening your name is a really cool thing to do. Imagine if I was still Dracula. I could be Drac. But Marv is much more modern and doesn't scare children.
Okay, then. Marv, would you go over the recent events that have been occurring?
It all started last month when I moved back into my vacation home here. I saw that all of my things were different. My lawn was not in its disheveled state, and there were birds carved into my walls. My neighbors told me that they have seen lights on during the day, and that they saw movement in the windows. I am most concerned, as I sleep during the day.
Usually ghosts come out at night. Perhaps this is a noon spirit. Are you sure one of your neighbors isn't just taking care of your property for you?
No, Freddy and Aggie, that's what I call them because they're my friends. Their actual names are Fredward and Agatha. They're pretty nice people. When I first moved in, they got me a fruitcake. And I don't usually eat things. It's not great for my digestive system, but they pushed me to do it and I ate some. Didn't sit well with my body and they felt bad, so
sir, if we could get back on track with the story, please.
Right, as I was saying, they're good about personal space and would never do such a thing. But if you need to talk with them, they live about half a mile east of here, or at least half a mile from my house, not necessarily this tent we are in. Which reminds me, why are we in this tent? My house is right over there.
Standard procedure. We don't want to be in the way while the boys work. Rest assured, we'll be checking in with your neighbor shortly. Now, have you been casting any spells recently, making any deals with shady people in alleys? Any pentagrams show up recently?
Of course not. I've done nothing out of the ordinary recently. Well, except when my neighbor Greg asked me to go surfing. I finally said yes. You see, he's been asking me for years. I tried to tell him I couldn't surf during the day, so he said we could night surf. Then I told him I didn't think you could surf in Alaska. I never did think the environment was right for that. But I finally said yes, and we...
Sir, please. I need you to stay focused on the matters at hand.
Right. Well, I'm not sure what else to tell you. Things have just been odd. My toilet paper keeps disappearing, too. How am I supposed to entertain guests without toilet paper in my house?
We'll make sure to keep an eye out for your teepee, sir.
Teepee? Oh, you shortened it. Oh, yes.
This is Keeper 23, signing out.
Dracula's Mansion, Log 1, October 11th at 0435. This is Agent 37 with the Inside Boys reporting today. We've received reports from one Count Dracula that his vacation home in Wisconsin is being haunted. We have our equipment and are making our preliminary scans of the home.
Of course, Agent 333 doesn't have any equipment.
The only anti-ghost equipment I need is me.
We do not understand how your body will harm an incorporeal being.
When we find one, make sure your queen watches, 57. I'll show her how I handle ghosts.
We are not amused, nor are we registering any normal haunting signals.
Then that means it's time for one thing and one thing only.
We split up.
I'll head up to the attic. 333, you hit up the basement. 57, check out the rest.
As we have said, the last 47 times we have done this, splitting up is not advised.
Quit whining, 57. It's always worked, hasn't it?
We believe we would have the same success rate if we stayed together.
Just get your logs pulled up and get going. We've got some busting to do. This is Agent 37, continuing log 1. I've arrived in the attic. Lots of, interesting stuff up here. Huh. I didn't know that Dracula surfed. How many coffins does one dude need? Oh, and what's this? A creepy doll. That always ends well. Hey, are you alive? You possessed by a serial killer or something? No readings? You like mowing lawns, doll? Huh, didn't think so. God, this is lame.
The colony is growing hungry, though the pale one has no snack for the queen. The colony has discovered the fridge. It seems to be mostly filled with blood and blood oranges. This location seemed to be useless both for ghost hunting and for sustenance. One of the drones has detected a trail. The colony now pursues the trail.
Yellow, this is Agent 333 reporting in. I've been assigned to check out the old man's basement. Place sure is cold. To be honest, I'm looking forward to finding a ghost. Haven't had a chance to try out my ghost punching tats I got on my knuckles last week. Some old woman told me they should work, so pretty reliable. Place seems pretty well kept. There's more carvings on the wall down here. Not just birds. Lots of squiggly lines, some dogs, some cats, some other birds, snake or two. Looks almost like it's writing. Whoa, check out this door. Pristine condition. I think you could only get material like this in Africa. Maybe the Middle East. Excellent craftsmanship. More symbols, some gold, it seems. Let's check it out.
This is Keeper 23 reporting with Log 336. October 11th, 0500. Intern 552 and I are going with
Marv,
to meet with his neighbors, Fredward and Agatha. We hope that they can shed some light on recent events.
So what do I tell them about you all in the suits? It looks very suspicious to just have you all follow me like this.
You could tell them that we have skin conditions.
Good call, Intern 552. Tell them that we have leprosy, but we're very dedicated to our job, so we're still here at work.
I think that should work. You know, Freddy spent some time with lepers in the past. He used to be a doctor, and his wife, Aggie...
We're here. We'll knock on the door. Don't want you to accidentally pass any thresholds.
Oh, do not worry about that. I have a standing invitation from them. I am always allowed in their home.
Wow, you have such an interesting life, Marv.
Oh, thank you, young intern. Please, come inside. Let me just grab the key from their torches here. Here we are.
Agatha, Marv is here.
Ah, good to see you are home, my friend.
You know where porch lights have hinges? And can open, Marv.
Ah, I see.
Oh, Marvin, do you need a band-aid?
No, I don't have any blood. And I told you to call me Marv. It is cool.
Well, okay then, Marvin. I mean, Marv. Would you like any garlic bread?
Oh, yes, please. I love the way you make it.
Wait, isn't garlic bad for you? And can't you not eat food?
Do not worry. I have my wimpy pen. All will be well in...
In there?
No, in. It is your cool nickname.
In? Oh, neat.
Hester, help me. Fredward, Marv here said that you've seen some things going on in his home. Could you elaborate?
Oh, yeah. It all started last month. I'd heard a lawnmower while out on my daily walk. I thought it was odd because Marv here doesn't usually come out during the day due to his skin condition. But I didn't really think anything of it. It was during his time in Alaska with that Greg fella. So I thought he just hired someone to do it. But then I started seeing movement in his house. I had the police out to investigate, but never heard from them again. I had to get their cars towed after about a week. Since then, I've heard loud music and what looked like a party 2 weeks ago.
Party?
I was too scared to investigate, but things have been calmer since Marv got back.
You never told me there was a party. Did they drink all of my blood? My favorite carpet disappeared. Did they ruin it? That was a gift from King George. They will pay with their life.
If it's a ghost, isn't it already dead?
I have my ways in.
In where?
What?
Huh? Anyway, thank you for your time, Fredward. And yours, Agatha.
Bread is ready. Eat.
No thank you, ma'am. We, have leprosy.
Oh, I can take a look at you.
No thank you. Our parasite wouldn't like that. Have a great day. Let's roll out.
Colony has tracked this trail all throughout the house. It has led the colony to the basement. The queen does not wish to be alone, which Agent 333, he is most aggravating. However, he may be in danger, and the handbook says never to leave a fellow agent in danger unless it is necessary or if you hold a grudge. However, the colony does not hold a grudge. We only dislike him, so we must assist him. The colony silently creeps down the stairs as we narrate. Oh no! The base is far too strong! The colony cannot hold itself together! Ah!
Agent 37, Log 1 continued. Some strange music has begun emanating from the basement. I'm moving down the stairs. I hope to reconvene with Agent 57 on my way. I've arrived at the basement stairs. I've stepped in something squishy. Turning on night vision. Oh my god. Agent 57. Agent 57, are you okay? I think I've stepped on approximately 40% of you.
The colony cannot hold together. The base is far too strong. The queen weeps, for you have stepped on her hind legs. The queen will require a wheelchair in order to fly.
I can't deal with that right now. You stay put. I'll handle this. Sorry. There's some weird lights coming from this large door at the base of the stairs. I'm opening it now, but if I don't make it back, tell Agent 610 that it was me who stole her collection of DVDs. Here I go.
Hey, 37, you're here.
333, what is going on here?
Partying. Does this guy know how to throw one or not?
The ghost can throw a party?
Ghost? Nah, we got ourselves a party monster. A real life mummy, man.
Wiggity wiggity, what's up, dude? Call me Mum Bro. Welcome to the party, Alpha Guest. I'll be your pilot. Flying Air Force Dance on our way to Coosville.
What the hell? What are you doing in Dracula's house?
Word, is this Dracula's house zony? That explains the tacky gothic decorum. His paintings always give me the heebie-jeebies, yo!
Well, Dracula's not too happy with a squatter.
Whoa, bro, I ain't no squatter. I was shipped here, yo! These old folks here are pretty rad, so I've been hosting some radical parties courtesy of myself, DJ Mums. But hey, if the old man's here, he should join in the rager I'm throwing tonight. We can have ourselves a rap. That's short for rapel, yo!
Oh, God.
This is Keeper 23, reporting with Log 337, October 11th, 0600. We had to pull the car over, half a mile away from Marv's home. There seems to be a long line of individuals crowding the road. Marv does not seem pleased and is currently yelling at a group of what seems to be 3 16-year-olds.
I said, go away!
What, man? We can't hear you, old-timer.
I said, oh, I am so very tired of this and the sun is coming up soon. Please forgive me.
Whoa, man. Is that old dude eating Dave?
Albus, darling, do you eat?
I eat what I eat, man.
Don't worry, Marv. I have your shot.
Thank you, Ian. I believe I will be flying over there. I want to know who is doing this to my home.
We need to keep a low profile. Too many civilians. We'll walk.
Well, I hate walking.
You can tell me more about Greg while we walk.
Lovely. So 2 weeks back, I met Greg at the airport, and we got a flight. Our luggage got all mixed up.
We have
get out of my way. We have entered his residence. It is shoulder to shoulder in here. Many, many elderly people. Music is so loud. Move it. Official business. We're moving our way to the basement now.
Is this what all parties are like? This is my first one.
I wouldn't know. Take point with Marv down the stairs. I'll follow behind.
I'm coming for you, party starter.
Some sort of mysterious substance is here on the stairs. Wait, an agent's uniform. Number 57, but where are they? I believe I've discovered what the substance is. Poor number 57, crushed by partying elders. Those monsters. I'm sorry, number 57. We'll have a burial for you after the party.
Keeper, sir. I'm glad you've arrived.
Good to see you, Agent 37. Status update.
Well, it seems through negligence, Dracula ordered a mummy sarcophagus. And unfortunately for him, it wasn't empty. There's a mummy who calls himself Mumbra living here now. He's the one who's been haunting Dracula and throwing these ragers.
Where is he now?
Behind the booth.
You, DJ, who's been throwing these parties in my house?
First of all, bro, it's DJ Mom. Secondly, I've been throwing these dope ragers, man. Dude, sick. Are you Dracula? I recognize you from all those whack portraits upstairs.
My name is Marv. I am cool now. Why are you in my home?
Bruh, I'm pretty sure you, like, bought me. I woke up all alone here, so I just did what comes naturally. Throw some super cool ragers like this one. You're welcome.
Naturally? You are a mummy. Were you not the pharaoh?
I was one dope pharaoh. They called me the party king until I graduated to the party god. You should have heard those harpsichords, brah. But hey, it's all cool, Marvy. You can party free of charge or worry.
I do not believe that. I have many worries. Freddy? Agatha? What are you two doing here?
Oh, Marv! I didn't think you'd be here.
I am betrayed. You told me you didn't know what was happening here.
I'm sorry, Marv, but we couldn't risk losing those ragers. We haven't had this much fun since we were teens. DJ Mums here is pretty cool.
Cool? Cool? He is not the cool one here. I am the cool one. I short names.
Whoa, hold up, brah. You short names? That's dope.
Yes, it is. I also surf in Alaska and have a cool friend named Greg.
Surfing? I've never been surfing. Ain't so great for my raps. That's my tissue wrapping to be precise, but I'm pretty cool myself, you know?
I'm sure you are.
Don't trip! Let me tell you a few things. I can play some dope music, I got a vocabulary that's totally wizard, and I add Y's to the end of names, Marty.
Adding Y's to the ends of names is lame and lazy.
Ouch, brah. You struck my evaporated heart in a way that may not heal. Let me ask you, man, can you dance?
Oh, I can dance.
All right, party goers! Marvier thinks he can outdance DJ Mums. Let's give him some encouragement. Get that blood, or lack thereof, a-flowing.
This is Keeper 23 reporting with Log 337. October 11th, 1100. Marv and Mumbra have been engaged in a dance battle for approximately 5 hours. Most of the elderly have gone home to work on their gardens or pick up their grandchildren. There seem to be several police officers in the corner, asleep. Agent number 333 is currently in some sort of coma, unsure if drug-related or exhaustion. Number 37 has been playing board games with intern 552, and I'm currently finishing filing the report of the death of Agent 57 as I await the dancing to finish.
You getting tired, Marvy? Gotta get your breath!
Never in your own life, Mum. I don't even breathe.
Well, neither do I.
Yeah, wait. How long can you go?
Until I get bored, I guess.
I am the same. Perhaps we should call this a draw?
Never, brah. If I lose, I ain't gonna have a place to call my digs. Nowhere to set down my DJ booth on a Thursday afternoon. I gotta prove that I'm the coolest DJ in the Midwest.
Well, you do seem kind of cool. And you did bring Aggie out of her shell. Also, you someone to help me during the day. Adamstein isn't a big fan of making the drive out. Though he doesn't really do anything.
Are you saying what I think you're saying, bro?
Would you like to move in?
You just shattered my 6,000-year life, bro! It would be my absolute honor and pleasure to be the roommate of the Count.
I am glad you are not the ghost, Mom.
Let's hug it out, bro!
It's been so long since I have been hugged.
What is going on here, Marv?
It's not what you think, Lucy. This is our new housemate, Mom, bro.
Yo.
Excuse me? Throwing parties in the basement.
It's time for us to leave. Grab 333. Let's go.
You brought him in the basement.
No, he was there.
This is Keeper 23 reporting with Log 338. October 11th, 1330. We're now on our way back to headquarters. We can wrap this job up to a misunderstanding. One of our least deadly missions.
Well, actually, sir, seeing the remains of Number 57... they seem to be an ant colony. I do believe that would make the casualty count in the thousands.
I see. I'll make a note of that in the file. All right, sirs. We are officially green and ready for any future missions. Mission number 773 is officially finished. This is Keeper number 23, closing log.
This has been Night of the Living Marv. Performances by Jacob Hake, Michael Petit, Abby Hake, Stephen Nernis, Jordy Hake, and Samuel Sarver. Oops! Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.